How do we make sense from a Christian and a pro-life perspective the tragic shooting that happened recently at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs? Joining us right now is a young apologist. He's also a Christian author and speaker, and he deals a lot with non-believers and skeptics. His name is Alex McFarland. Alex, thank you so much for joining us on Vocal Point.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It's always an honor to speak with you, and it's a privilege to be on today.
And your website is
standstrongministries.org or my name, alexmcfarland.com.
Okay, excellent. All right, so let's try and make sense of what happened last Friday from a Christian perspective with the shooting. And again, the fellow hasn't been convicted yet, so at this point it's just an alleged shooter, but that's how it is with news reporting, as you know.
Yes. Well, I believe what happened is a tragedy, and I believe it's tragic on a few different levels. Robert Louis Deere, who I believe is a deranged, evil person, he committed murder. And what's doubly tragic is not only the loss of lives of people, not only the heartbreak for the victims' families, not only the travesty that he would ostensibly be making a statement against Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry, but trying to do that by committing murder, that's tragic, that's irrational, that's immoral. But, Jerry, what's also problematic is I'm reading on the blogs, I'm watching what's trending in the news, that some are assuming that this man's actions represent the sentiment of people who honestly, truly are pro-life, and that's completely false. So this is just wrong on so many levels, but it's where we are in a culture that's abolished, to a large degree, belief in morality and ethical absolutes.
Hmm. That's a great point. By the way, this program is being recorded on Monday, November 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2015. And I timestamp it because, you know, the developments continue to come forward. I mean, we don't know anything about this fellow in terms of church or any kind of pro-life meeting he ever went to. It's my understanding he didn't even have electricity. So I'm sure he didn't see any of the videos about Planned Parenthood.
Well, you know, ostensibly he said something like, no more baby parts. We don't really know if he said that. It is said that he said that. But, you know, sadly, he comes out of the woods of my own home state, North Carolina. It kind of reminds me of Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber,
yeah.
Who, you know, Robert Louis Deere lived in a trailer in the woods of North Carolina. Then he lived in a trailer out on the high plains of Colorado. But this guy is deranged. He's a nutcase, and he's an evil man at that, and he's not in any way representative of what people in a civil, free society should act like, and he's certainly in no way representative of Christian leaders who truly are pro-life and follow the point of law here in our civil society.
Boy, is that true. This day, I reached out to several pro-life and Christian leaders that I know of and just sent them an email, and you were one of them, just asking for some short, very short statement. And, you know, I was deluged with responses. And in fact, I had to kind of do two versions of this column. One is the regular one that will go out by to, you know, most people. But the other one is a longer version where I just basically put what people sent me, you know, without having to edit it down, because there was just so much that they had to say. But believe me, there's no Christian that would justify this kind of violence in the name of pro-life. It's an oxymoron.
Well, it is. It is. I mean, you would never murder ostensibly to try and save life. And, you know, what's really sad is when the videos came out over the recent months about just the heinous activity of STEM Express and Planned Parenthood profiting off the dismemberment of the unborn, Planned Parenthood has reacted, and they've said the videos were fraudulent and that they continued to need public support and federal funding to provide quote-unquote health care. And what's sad about the shooter in Colorado is as the pro-life cause gets some traction, this is potentially a huge setback. And again, we don't minimize the tragedy, the loss of life, by the way, one of which was a white pastor. I mean, the media is not talking about pastors' lives matter.
And he was not only a pastor, but he was pro-life.
I know. And what a hero to go in and help stop the rampage of this deranged, evil, murderous killer. But this pastor and peace officer put himself in harm's way and gave the ultimate price to help defend human life and was a pastor. You know, we need the media to talk about the fact that pastors' lives matter. We need to talk about the condemnation of white-on-white violence. You know, Mr. Deere is a Caucasian. I mean, just if you saw the mugshots on the Internet or on TV, I mean, he just has this look, a crazed look in his eyes. This guy should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But, you know, people could talk about white-on-white violence and condemn that. But, Jerry, there's just so much rhetoric rising out of this. And what I would encourage pastors to do and Christians and certainly parents is to try to speak truth above the noise of the rhetoric, because this shooter is not pro-life. He was pro-death. And what he did, you know, what I as a Christian leader, as a pastor, as an ordained minister, as an educator and broadcaster, what I want to do as a Christian is to do something that Muslim leaders don't do when terrorism happens. Muslims will not criticize their own. I do want to criticize Robert Louis Deere and say, for one thing, he's not one of our own. What he did is absolutely antithetical to Christianity. It's antithetical to the life movement. It's antithetical to America. He broke the law.
But you know what they're going to use this. I think they're already using it in their fundraising. You know, this is the face of the pro-life movement. Really? No, it's not. No,
of course not. They will paint this guy as the face of conservative, Republican, pro-life evangelicals. And that's why it's really sad on so many levels. I want to say this. While I categorically disagree with everything Planned Parenthood is all about, the people that work there, their lives matter. Their lives are to be protected. Life is a gift from God. Life is sacred. So while philosophically and procedurally I would disagree with everything Planned Parenthood has ever been about, none of those people should be murdered.
You know, if you really want to see the face of a pro-life person in all this, we should see the face of that police officer that was shot. Here he is, a pro-life part-time pastor, but a police officer doing his duty to protect life when it mattered. You know, he didn't agree with abortion, and yet he went into that clinic in order to protect innocent human lives and was killed. That is the face of the pro-life movement, is that man, that pastor.
Exactly.
Or part-time pastor, the police officer.
Yes, exactly. He was pro-life. And you know, Jerry, I realize to work through these things takes some thought and reflection. And, you know, our culture is in a pretty tricky position right now because, you know, we're several decades into our increasing abandonment in belief in morality, and even our judiciary right now, rather than the natural law, for years we've been operating in a de facto mode of case law, and legal precedent is set, and that becomes the pattern. Whereas, you know, for years, like 1,000 years, the Western world, Europe and then America was based on natural law.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately based on God's law.
Exactly.
The laws of nature and of nature's God, as Jefferson put it in the Declaration of Independence.
You know, I was just going to say that. And, you know, you and the ministries of James Kennedy have done such a masterful job at reminding people of not only biblical truth, but historical truth. And, you know, frankly, that's why it is such an honor to be able to hear the broadcast and read the things that you all publish, because what you're doing is a vital, vital thing, and you do it well. But the Declaration says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed by their Creator, capital C, Creator, with certain inalienable rights, among these life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Do you know, even before I was a Christian, I became a believer at age 21 when I was in college. But in the late 80s, you know, these issues were raging even then. I became pro-life even before I was a believer, because I felt like abortion was unconstitutional. Hmm. The Declaration guarantees every individual the right to life. And it dawned on me as a young college student, not a believer yet, but I thought, well, liberty and the pursuit of happiness, those things mean nothing if they're not first predicated with the right to life. And so we need to say, you know, whether you're a Christian or whether you're an American citizen who happens to believe in our Constitution, which was predicated on the reality of natural law, this is wrong. But I've got to say this: while we mourn the loss, we mourn the loss of lives in Colorado, there is still the inconvenient truth, quote unquote, that Planned Parenthood and the left must face: the 57 million lives that have been lost, unborn humans murdered in the buildings of Planned Parenthood. And if we're going to lament the loss of innocent life and champion the preservation of human life, then let it begin by the federal defunding of Planned Parenthood and the ending of their reign. I don't minimize the evil done by Mr. Deere, but it's time to end the reign of carnage perpetrated by Planned Parenthood now for decades.
Hmm. Yeah, it's so interesting that there's this narrative out there that part of the pro-life movement is violence. And we have seen through the years there have been some bad things that have happened, but it's blown way out of proportion. And as we said earlier, all Christian leaders, all pro-life leaders, decry all this violence, even if, or especially if, it's done in the name of pro-life. And as you've said earlier, we don't even know yet what the motives of this alleged shooter are. AlexMcFarland.com for more information. Alex, we have about 1 minute to wrap up. I understand one of your books mentions abortions or deals with abortion, a whole chapter. Explain mm-hmm. that.
I wrote a book called 10 Issues That Divide Christians. 10 Issues That Divide Christians. It's published by Bethany House Publishers. But we talk about abortion. We talk about the environment. We talk about the death penalty. We talk about what did the founders intend the role of religion to be.
All right, and 30 seconds on abortion, please.
Yes, and so from medical history to the modern day, abortion or to provide an abortifacient has been seen as immoral, and therefore it would have been unthinkable in previous generations to not only allow this but to federally subsidize it. And so I address this in my book and in my speaking and teaching.
AlexMcFarland.com. Thank you, Alex. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.